meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District to order. Let the record reflect that Director Steele, Peace, Mayor, and Leader present. Director Graves is excused. There's no public here, so there's no public comment. And so we'll move on to item C, Discovery Bay Area of Benefit Workshop. I'm turning to you, or Peter.
We'll turn it right over to them.
All
right.
Okay.
Not for Costa County, please.
All right. Okay. So, I mean, you know, we were here last time. We kind of presented what we had. It's probably a little too much all at once. I know we've been here before you, but it's been a while, so you know, that's why we're here today, just to iron things out, and then hopefully, you know, the goal of the workshop is to recommend a fee rate, not necessarily like a hard value, but just like an estimate that can be proposed to Supervisor Burgess for consideration. We've already presented to her what our recommendations were. She just wanted to get your feedback in order to assist her in her final decision to what we would take to the board. So there were a lot of questions from the board last time. Some of them are addressed here on the talking points. So I know a big one was why was Discovery Bay West not included as part of the Discovery Bay boundary? So the answer to that is initially when we first started, all the AOB boundaries were kind of done around the same time. I'm not quite sure what the year was, but that was well before my time. Maybe before I was born, who knows? But okay, well, probably was. All right. So I mean, when they were first creating those boundaries, I think Discovery Bay West at the time was just like an idea at best. Obviously, Discovery Bay, you know, they kind of knew where that was going to be. So at that time, when they formed the boundaries, they were like, you know what, we can get everything done. We're just going to do the boundaries for Discovery Bay, which is what we know is going to happen. Which is why now for Discovery Bay West, it's included as part of the East County Area Benefit, which was mentioned in the previous meeting.
So there's no opportunity to try and incorporate Discovery Bay West into Discovery Bay?
So we could, however, that would be a very lengthy process. It would, you know, take a lot of funds that we may not necessarily have. And then later on in the slide, I'll actually show you the fee rates that they are currently paying, and it is actually a lot higher than Discovery Bay itself. And then maybe that'll help out a little bit. We'll see.
Well, the question I would have is when will it be incorporated and not if.
So
it doesn't necessarily have to be in this round, but at the future date, we now know we are one town.
Right.
And to come get our opinion on a small portion of the town, a third of the town, doesn't make a lot of sense long term.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the conditions for it this time.
So I would say more than a couple of years, definitely. I think Mary would have a better idea.
The update process, it takes, on average, at least 2 years to update an area benefit. It requires the right of an ordinance. And so that's a lengthy process in and of itself through County Council. And so I think the main thing that we want to ask ourselves first is what is it that we want to try to accomplish? TwinGens brought the project list that Discovery Bay West pays into so that you can compare their contribution and to which projects for the West area versus Discovery Bay proper. And so I think if we see that there's a goal that's not being accomplished by having them separate, then we can put on the brakes and start all over.
So I understand that this round. And if it takes 2 years, then we should start now to get it as a single unit. So if it wasn't there and it was easy to plan originally, fine, but it's there now and we should look at that into the future. So what I'm saying is, if it's not a recommendation on this, we should consolidate Discovery Bay in the planning and the discussions into one unit.
Well, it would be at least 5 years before we wanted to update a second time. I think a good idea would be to get into the answers about some of the projects and see the specific specifics of what we're going to try to achieve by doing it in one program. Because the only thing that's hugely different is that the money sits in two different pots,
mm-hmm.
and they're separated. But as far as how they're used, and I gave the example last time, is like a project that's going forward at Bayer and Byron is going to be jointly funded from both pots.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're looking out for ways that we can make sure that everything's cohesive and collaborative between that.
Yeah, I think, you know, given that the five-year horizon or whatever, a multi-year horizon in order to look at redistributing the boundaries of this area, I would hope that we just kind of focus on what we need to do today with the goal of in the future looking at what that does. Because I think from what, at least my perspective is, you know, what's the coordination of projects and sort of the unanimity of fees too, because we're talking
right.
about
mm-hmm.
one political subdivision here with different fees in different areas, and that just confuses our
right.
You know, Joe Blow's building a house on the west side, he's paying one amount, he's building it on the east side, he's charging a different amount. So it, I think it makes it a lot easier
right.
for us to have that coordination
sure.
and understanding that it's not going to happen this year or next year, but if you could keep that in your planning.
Okay. All right. So then my question to you is, do you want to talk about the project list first, or do you just want to jump right to seeing what Discovery Bay West is paying right now, just to have some sort of idea?
I guess for me, Discovery Bay West really is, we don't have tremendous influence there, from what I'm hearing.
At this point.
Okay. Maybe potentially could have an influence on it.
Yeah.
But I still would be number.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll just go ahead and hop
okay.
that real quick.
Sure.
Should be the last slide. So on far left, that's what current Discovery Bay AOB fee is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $1,500, almost $1,600 for a single family home. And then we have calculated Nexus rate, which is what we showed, presented to you last time, which is a little under $30,000. And then, so Discovery Bay West is part of this county, and then they also have their own mitigation fee program as well. So on the second to the left column I have listed is the East County AOB fee rates, and then next to it to the right is the mitigation. So in total, what they pay is the one on the second column to the right. So they pay about currently they pay about $22,000 for a single family.
Okay, and then for this part of Discovery Bay,
right now,
assuming the numbers that are there, it's 29 versus the 22.
That would be the absolute maximum
right.
if we wanted to. Realistically, that would never happen.
It's never gonna happen.
Yeah, it's never gonna happen. So we're just trying to find a middle ground that we can present this Supervisor Burgess's office for consideration.
Okay.
Just so I understand, this is per building, so this is new construction only?
Yes.
It's a one-time fee when someone builds
right.
a home?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, it's going to be single family, you get $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
But the same, called the same house in Discovery Bay West, would be $12,000.
$22,000 for a single family.
$22,000.
Yes.
And the only new bill projected right now is Discovery Bay West.
Correct.
Pantages.
That's Discovery Bay West.
No, I don't believe there are.
That's not Discovery Bay Common.
This is called Discovery Bay. There's a development over there that's called a lot of different things.
But the Common, Discovery Bay Common, is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And Timber Point, from that point on, is
Discovery Bay outside of the area.
Yeah,
Pantages is not in.
Yeah, outside of the Common.
It's
not down in Discovery Bay.
Pantages phase.
West, that's exactly what I said.
We pay the $22,000.
Yeah.
So let me just clarify. Discovery Bay West is the only new build. That's what I said originally, and I think we just came around for a circle to that.
There's just a couple of little infill projects.
Right.
So effectively, whatever we decide here is not going to impact anything because Discovery Bay West is already determined.
Right. So for this fee rate, some of it kind of is guesswork, just kind of predicting if there are going to be any future developments. Obviously, there's none right now, but maybe potentially in the future. I mean, it looks like very reaction realistic, it would probably never happen. However, just using traffic models, our consultants come up with a certain amount of units that they think by 2040 will be developed. So then this is where they have a proposal the next week.
So we're thinking about their infill. There's probably some condominium apartment townhome type of units remaining, and probably some commercial units that would be remaining in Discovery Bay proper. So that would be the focus of who would be affected by your recommendations as far as potential increase in fees.
And that, I'm looking at Virgil, that involves behind Safe Road. For commercial.
Well, just commercial
here.
A multi might be across the street here.
Across
this is
from
commercial.
Sports bar?
No. Right next to the.
I got it.
Right here. And then across the street from the sports bar is commercial.
That's basically all
that. And the other thing would be that would be probably less than a dozen lots within Discovery Bay. And then there are a few of them you can't build now because of the 200 year. Levees not certified yet, and then you have I worry about this place because if you try to build a community center now it becomes I'm not sure it would be commercial, which I believe it would be, but I'm not sure.
So regarding that point, would it be exactly on the site that they just heard it? So in that case, because there is something already existing, which is what we call a fee waiver.
It depends on if it would be expanding or
right.
Right.
If it's replacing
it. If it's just replacing it, there's no additional fees. So, I mean, if that's the case, then this would not be impacted. Okay. So, obviously, I know there's probably going to be a lot of single family, but if we're going to update the fee program, we might as well update for every category of land use. All right, so knowing that, let's hop back to the project list. Start really quickly with the Discovery Bay project list. We had presented that very briefly on the previous meeting. Then also, I know it's been a while, but we've held two previous workshops prior with the board and then also community members to further develop what we were going to do for Discovery Day.
On the project list is Discovery Day.
Uh-huh.
Who establishes the time frame? How does the projects kind of line up as far as priority? Is there some dates?
There's no set dates. There's no real priority for us. Usually what happens is, say, we find there might be some collision history or something, or there's just a need for like a signal at Newport and SR4, then we would use the AOB funds as like a local match. If we're applying for grant funding, it's kind of just whatever comes up first. There's no, when we establish that list, there's no set priorities.
Your organization is just collecting funds.
Right.
The traffic folks or whatever, county planning and all that are setting up the priority behind the scenes.
There's no priority as far. To my knowledge, there's no priority being set.
We do both. We formulate the projects and move them forward. And if, when one of the projects would be going forward, we take cues from you folks,
right,
or other members of the public, or like Twinton said, collision history that might prompt a project going forward. It's just that right now, our charge is to establish the legal structure for collecting these fees. And so a good mindset to have is we're not saying when and which projects are going to be going. All we're doing is trying to make sure that this funding source is an eligible source to fund any of these projects. So in the future, if you have a real concern, people are speeding on Clipper Drive and we need something to calm the traffic. And someone calls our office and complains, well, then we look and see, well, if we want to do a project, how would we fund it? We look to see if the project's on the list. If it's not on the list, then we'll say, gosh, I'm sorry, we don't have a funding source today. started, it'll have to wait a while. But if it's on the list, we can say, oh, well, we can at least get started with some traffic analysis, some environmental studies, because we've got some seed money that is eligible to be used towards it.
Are the funds generated by the fee, are those used in conjunction, are they match funds rather than full construction funds? Or is there, whether it's State Route 4, well, is the state going to kick anything into this project? What are we looking at in terms of cooperative agencies with the state or other
right. entities? So realistically, it would be a match.
Yeah.
Say the signalization costs $1 million.
Yeah.
And then we use $500,000 from the Discovery Bay AOB, and then we would either, whether through grant funding or just our local road fund, we would compile all those different funding sources to fully fund that project. And then if for some reason there is a smaller project, maybe we could use all the AOB funds, but more likely than not, it would just be a portion.
Okay. And in terms of the counties, if you're cutting gas tax or whatever, how is that distributed throughout the county? Because I don't know how that comes into the county and how it gets distributed out to the various areas and counties.
Well, first we look at our payment management system and look at trying to maintain the infrastructure that we have. And then we have a safety program where it's either each year or every other year, we look at any cluster of three collisions.
Okay.
And we consider, does this cluster mean there's a trend and there's something that we need to do here? So we reevaluate all those locations. It's either an annual or biannual basis. And then it's the voice of the people who live there, and if someone's telling us there's a problem here, then we're going to look at it.
So this is where I think you got Chelle a comment.
No, I think all your expectation leaving this room today is that the fees are set. It isn't the projects themselves that we shuffle, deny, or accept. It's the fees. That's what you want today.
Yes.
Okay. So the first question, can we go to the fee page? Do we need to go to these? I mean, we can't debate them. We can
pull these projects, so can't we... What if something's on a project list? It's not coming off the list, right?
I mean, you can, but that isn't necessarily a good thing because having the project on the list just gives you an option.
Sure.
You want to
better to be on the list than not on the list.
Being on the list is not a commitment to a project.
Okay.
No.
It's just there in case.
Placeholder.
Yeah. Right.
So the first question I would have looking at the fee rate, why is Discovery Bay so low compared to the others? Is there a reason that you know of?
So it's because it was set
eons ago.
Like 19 years. Yeah.
And hasn't been updated.
Before my time.
And it hasn't been updated since.
Yeah.
And then, Discovery Bay West obviously was newer, so.
Do you know the last time it was revised? Do you happen to know?
I don't think it was ever revised. I think it was just when it was set.
Okay. So really, we should look at that. Although, as I said, if we're looking at, what do you call it? Not Commons, Discovery Bay Standard? No.
I call it Proper Discovery Bay.
Proper, okay. And I'll use that term then if I can remember. But Discovery Bay Proper, going back to my initial comment, we have very little growth. We do have the potential for commercial in a couple of two locations. One for the maybe residential, which is out here by Dad.
Later.
Yeah. And that would impact what we decide here.
That's
the area. So we aren't going to get a lot. I mean, we aren't like
right.
They're not going to put up 2,000.
Initial thinking across the road is 80.
Yeah. 80 units?
80
okay.
units.
Okay. Which would be fine. And I would that fall under that's
well, I don't know if it would fall under multifamily. I'm not sure.
Are there apartments?
Condos.
Condos and maybe.
It's multi
condos below or commercial and then apartments.
Okay, so the condos would be
multi-family
and then whatever's underneath would most likely be commercial, office, industrial.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm understanding what you're trying to achieve now, and that's okay. So we really, a little ignorant on this, and I don't know where they should be, but maybe you can give us some insight. I mean, we're like
way
away from
Yeah, so
Just times 10 and we're okay.
Right, so we had provided some recommendations to the supervisor's office. Her initial direction was to not provide you with any sort of recommendation, just to see if you could present us with a proposal.
And she had hit the target.
Right.
She wanted to leave it.
She wanted to leave it. She wanted to leave it. However, I do have another chart. It's a comparison of other areas such as Brentwood, Oakley.
Good.
There were more on this stuff that they do.
That's what I'd like to see.
Okay.
But let me ask a question. I believe a lot of those projects you showed the board here are being also funded by the Discovery Bay West area,
which is the county.
The Discovery Bay West benefit is also supporting, I think, the majority here of those projects, I believe.
So, actually, the answer would be no for the most part. So, Discovery Bay right here, the only project that Discovery Bay West would currently, that is also on the Discovery Bay West project, is the intersection of SR4 and Newport Truck. We can go. So this is, so that one is highlighted, and then that is the rest of the project list for the Discovery Bay West that they are currently contributing to right now.
Okay, but the reason, when you were here at the CSD meeting, I thought you had said Discovery Bay West is determined by Contra Costa County.
It's
the projects.
It is determined by us. However, it's a different fee program than what we're.
Yeah. So it's not us. We have no say in that.
No. It's already been.
Okay.
One of the items I thought I heard that's this whole last time you were here, part of the recent fee for Discovery Bay West is high, say $22,000 or whatever, is that one of the projects that was on that list is State Road. State Highway 4 going towards Stockton and those two bridges that are on there. I don't see those on any of these lists here.
So that one is 2.2.
At the recommendation of this board, when we visited in 2014, we added those projects to the list that we had brought to you folks. So we amended the list to add.
That bridge. Okay, yes. That's just right under there. Safe
Highway.
Right.
Right. Safely.
Talking about the bridges going to Stockton at the
Old River.
Old River.
Union Point.
None of that's on.
That's not in here.
No.
Right.
Discovery Bay West fees are as high as they are, especially when you layer the East County AOB with their condition of approval mitigation fees. They're the rate they are because that's what the developer agreed to back in 1990, whenever they got the entitlement and the approval by the board. So it was per an agreement that they signed, and the fee escalates every year by construction cost index. And so it had obviously just increases every single year.
But BIA has bought into this rate.
We, for all the AOB updates, I've been working with Lisa Bortbrucken at BIA, and I send her all of our documents. She shares them with her membership. And then I check back a couple weeks later to find out if they have any concerns or anything they want to share. Actually met with Piper Holmes last week, or the week before, and we'll be talking to Hoffman as well once we get to a good spot of agreement here and talk to Supervisor Burgess and we know where we're going, at least the main recommendation, then we'll reach out to Hoffman and let them know what the proposed fee rates are.
All right,
comparisons,
okay. Okay, so very top is current Discovery Bay, and then we have the Nexus rate.
This is not in our package, is it?
It is not.
Okay.
And then, so then below that, most of the first four were in that previous table that you had seen. And then, so then I also included what Brentwood's currently paying, City of Oakley, and then everything above the yellow line also contributes to another regional fee called, we call it short, called ECFA. So whatever that number is on top of what they're currently paying as well. And then Livermore and Pleasanton, and then they have their own regional fee as well, TBTC. And then just to extend the boundary of the links a little bit, I include Tracy as well.
It appears that Discovery Bay West is the highest. Mm-hmm. Why?
It could have been, as the young lady here indicated, where every year, estimated. And Discovery Bay West was approved in 91, so the fee probably just escalated there. Every year you keep adding a little bit more a year.
So
it's my assumption and why.
All right, so that's why Oakley and Brentwood, as an example, those fees for those towns were set back wherever.
You know, I really don't know if that's up to those jurisdictions. We don't have anything to do with what Brentwood or Oakley impose, except for we have all agreed to the regional fee, which is the yellow line, and all the jurisdictions in the East County area implement the regional fee. And then you have the local fee on top of that. So it definitely adds up. And yeah. So, you know, with your recommendations to Supervisor Burgess, it doesn't need to be an exact number. It can be, you know, we feel like it should be a moderate increase or a middle-of-the-road increase or, hey, we don't care if any more development ever happens. We go for the maximum. You know, it a general indication of what your acceptance is.
The rate that's up there right now, that if this board said, okay, that's fine, you pay it, that fee is higher than the fee that was presented to us 2-3 years ago, correct? Or are you looking for us to tell you how much?
2-3 years ago when we came, we didn't recommend any fee rate because we hadn't yet calculated anything. We came, those visits were geared at setting the project list.
All right, that's fine.
Then we went and did the analysis that costs everything out and shares the installed units.
Mm-hmm. All right, so these fees haven't been started collected other than the region?
No, right, so currently what has been collected is the top row combined with the yellow.
Can you see that okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. So one of the challenges we have is that we're looking at a comparison that's apples to oranges. There was nobody in like our town, our size and tax base that we have, that we can actually look at and say we're in line with them. Oakley's a bigger town, a lot more commercial.
Well, they have different projects too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think the main thing is just thinking about play yourself as the developer.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not a large developer, maybe you're a mom and pop shop that wants to start a deli, a gourmet deli in Discovery Bay. Or someone who wants to build townhouses, you know, either way. And think what would attract them here versus what would encourage them to go someplace else. And so that's kind of the comparison you want to look at, because obviously if you're going to pencil out a project, if you have to pay, you know, so Brentwood and Oakley, if you're there, you're going to pay $32,000. This
was
this.
So, you know, kind of just maybe boil this down, we're trying to determine what is the tolerance of the builder if we want to have a building happen here.
Mm-hmm.
What's their tolerance? And the higher their tolerance, the more of those projects will get done. You can price them out, and none of the projects, they won't build, and none of the projects will be taken care of.
And to be realistic, you know, maybe there's 100 units between multifamily and single family. Maybe there's 100 units, and then some odds and ends of commercial left. You're not going to be able to fund any of those projects on its own.
Yeah.
But what you will be able to do is you'll be able to do the environmental studies, a different type of research that it takes to get a project started.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just to get them shovel ready.
Right.
Well, Discovery Bay West is the highest up there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And yet they've got two developments being built there, so it didn't scare them away. Mm-hmm. This is the number that we've seen.
My developers pay these fees everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I say, though. The threshold, you say, that's the highest one, and yet it didn't scare me.
They're ready to come on in and build some more.
Well, these fees just were enacted 2 years ago?
No, these same, the 1,500, or let's look at commercial, 227 square foot, that's the fee that's been implemented for the last 30 years.
So we've got very little room for development, so we need to take as much as we can get with what we've got.
And still
can't be, it can't be 1,500.
Well, yeah, we can price it out.
We can price them out of business. That's not
a problem. It's not that balance.
Yeah, but Discovery Bay West fees are not pricing them out.
Yeah.
Kuiper's still building.
Mm-hmm.
Hoffman's going to build, he thinks. Pantages is going to move. And so they know what that fee is.
Yep.
And so they've priced it into what they're going to sell their homes for.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Imagine.
Yeah.
And one more option to put out there is you can provide supervisor Vergas feedback. And it can be different for residential versus non-residential.
Sure. Yeah. I guess sort of from my perspective is that, you know, if we're trying to look at Discovery Bay as Discovery Bay, not Discovery Bay West, it's Discovery Bay East or whatever, shouldn't we keep them kind of about the same? Because all these projects, you know, because hopefully as those funds come in to Discovery Bay West and they come into Discovery Bay, we have a pot of money, many of these projects kind of cross each other.
Mm-hmm.
That you look at Newport, you look at Bixler and some of the other Highway 4 issues. And if what I'm hearing is that the building industry is probably not happy but content with the fees, why not make them look alike now? And then in the years looking forward, it would be good to look at consolidating into one area, but that's, again, a fight for another day.
Do you think by raising the rates in Discovery Bay here would have them start building across the street? Do you think that's going to change, even though it's so cheap right now? The fees are so low, they still haven't moved on it. So I don't know if
but
that would cost.
Because we haven't let them.
Well, it's still in the East County area, so they're going to have the East County to deal with.
I think he wants to build.
But they don't have sewer or water, so I bet they're not going to be building.
Right, so that's why the East County rates on there, anyway, so if they decide to build outside, they're still going to pay at least $9,300 plus that.
Well, plus whatever it's going to be out there, because I
right.
all of a sudden have new fees attached to the new development. If they decide to come to the county with a development proposal south of Highway 4, then they're going to have to be looking at a new chart for themselves with their new tax fees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would come under the East County and the Aquifer right now, but there's also conditions of approval similar to what
the Secretary
does.
So I agree with President Leek that that we try to match them up pretty closely with Discovery Bay West.
I'm not in favor of that at all. I think to raise it from $1,500, sure, that's, but to bring it up to the same.
But we know how that 1,500, at least we have a rough idea, it was just initially set. It's just kind of like the ECC.
This is the fire thing.
This is the fire department, the ECC FPD. It was set under different conditions. Today the conditions have changed dramatically.
It's not about 1,500.
I just see $20,000 injury.
That's like 1,000 times.
Yeah. You want more?
No.
Could they, thinking maybe, because I think if you, maybe one of you is thinking, if you set it too high, it puts them off building, developing anything that's left in here. Maybe it could be at a tiered rate. Maybe we drop it up to 7,000 or 8,000 now. 5 years from now, we plan to raise it, which then might light the fire under the developer to develop the undeveloped areas before the higher fees kick in. Something like that.
What is the normal review time where you would come back, you know, to
rate
fee studies like we do it right now?
Like you do it right now. Like, when you do that?
Okay. So obviously we haven't done this in 20 to 30 years. We're supposed to do it every 5 years.
5 years, okay.
And we're going to do much, much better in the future.
Okay.
So.
Promise, right?
Scout.
I wasn't meant sarcastically.
But just to go off what you said, we have in other areas phased in fees. So we can write into the ordinance that fee as of, you know, hopefully it goes sometime the end of this year, right? As of October 2017, it's here. October October 2019, it raises to this. October 2021, it raises to this. That's very doable in the structure of the ordinance.
I'm very much more comfortable with that process than just jump it all at one time.
Okay.
From a public eye standpoint, there's a reason and the timing and all
that. Gives them time to react and plan for it.
Yeah.
So then, if that's the case,
developers know what's coming.
So if that's the case, then what do you think would be a good number to do that first step? Step two.
Well, I'll have to defer to my taxes partners on this table here to come up with what they think.
Okay.
I didn't think 22 was good.
Okay.
Was very good.
I just think 22, 29.
I think I'd like to see a 10-year tier system over 10 years. I'd like to see them be equal at by the 10th year. Or I can't see doing it in like 2 or 3 years, but I could see a longer term where it would graduate. But we'd all be like equal at a little farther out. If you said you do it every 5 years, your plan, your reviews of. So I'm thinking we'll get the first one done in a couple of years, and maybe 10 years we'll know what things are really, what's left.
And we can do it that way too, where we just do an incremental now, knowing that we're going to update it again in 5 years. But that does leave some unknown, you know?
And
but
in 5 years, they'll be even higher.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you're chasing something that's moving.
We're going to be chasing a moving target.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if you wanted, we could do 10 years out based and over 10 years right into the ordinance now as well.
Well, it depends on if you want to encourage the development to come.
Yeah.
If you want to encourage the development to come, doing a couple years or 5 years or whatever, then they have time to go, oh, crap, these are going to go up in 5 years. I better get my ball game together here and...
I just don't.
It's like, I don't know if that's the case.
Well, I don't see that stopping them from doing it at that cost.
Well, that's it. For the larger developers, you know, these are like you said. These are things that they don't like.
It.
Out of my personal checking account, I'd be going, "Oh my gosh, if I was building a house." But
and that's why we are.
But a Kuiper home for the White Oaks is whatever. $10,000.
It's a cost of business to them.
That's right.
And they get a rate of return.
And unless our boundaries change, we have very little to offer. I mean, we can raise these, and we're only impacting a handful of transactions. We have developers.
There's only two big ones.
We've got a little bit of commercial, and we've got very little, but just right here for residential, multifamily. But we don't have a big impact on this. And so to tier, and they're going to develop. You know, the one out here is going to develop as soon as you know they get the green light to go. They're going to
so
develop.
So if we tier it,
it's 29 or 9.
If we tier it, then we're sort of walking away. We're negotiating with ourselves, number one, and we're walking away for money that could be used for transportation improvements because we're not taking as much money up front and we're deferring it out. And I don't know.
I mean, it's over $1 million impact on the street across the street if we go to the full rate. I mean, that's over $1 million for that property owner to do anything. Seems excessive.
Well, and we also have to contribute to the pot because all these projects have to be funded. And if we go too low, we leave money outside of the pot
right.
that could potentially resolve some of the issues around.
Because if you bring all these people in, they're going to have traffic impacts.
Right, and that's the intent of the fee. But one thing to remember is if we do price it too high, you have potential to end up with nothing because growth gets stunted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the balancing act.
But I realize I don't think that will happen.
But
I still think we have a desirable location for those who want to come in and develop.
And it's not slowing down. The people in Discovery Bay West are paying that rate.
Yep.
And it is not slowing the development.
Right.
Bay
not,
West.
Okay.
So we're not hurting the market.
Pardon?
We're not hurting the market based on the activity of Discovery Bay West. That's a fee that they deal with. They have $100 million project that they got $100 million in fees. Oh well, there's a percent, but they're going to add it onto the cost of the unit. And if they'll either sell it for that unit that price, or they won't sell it for that price, and they know that well in advance.
And Page, because we confirm 10 pages is within the Discovery Bay mitigation area, or is it is okay? That's about 180 units.
200
units?
No, 200. Almost 300, yeah.
But that's Discovery Bay West.
Yeah, no, I'm just...
No, I know. They're under us.
No.
Oh, they're counting?
No, they're counting.
Yeah, they're not part of Discovery Bay West.
They got the cheap deal.
Yes, they are part of Discovery.
Discovery Bay Village County.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to throw into the mix, I mean, you know, it's somewhat of a tolerable rate because you can look over at Discovery Bay West. Mm-hmm. What about commercial? So what do you want to think about in terms of drawing commercial in? What kind of commercial do we want to draw in?
We do want to.
I think that's a huge question right there.
And that's the one I might think about, you know, over the next 5 years, building that one up and see if we can encourage some people to say, well, geez, in 5 years, it's going to cost me X for commercial, but if I get in today and I start filling up these things, it's to my benefit.
Okay.
And the commercial does help us much more than that.
I would be more prone to go commercial when I graduate it and maybe excite them into going earlier rather than later, mm-hmm. knowing that the regular costs are going up.
Okay. Yeah, that's something that we can
do. So maybe it's a good time to start deciding what the board agrees on, and then we can build from there. So it sounds like there's some agreement that there should be some relief or at least a gradual increase for the non-residential uses.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm hearing is ramp up the commercial and equalize the residential.
That's residential. Okay.
Single and multi-family,
well, whatever residential. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so for the non-residential, mm-hmm. what would be your general consensus as to that ultimate cap that we would get to? So obviously, for on the chart for Discovery Bay West, it's more of a case-by-case basis based upon trip generation for each project.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't like a set value right now.
Footage.
Right.
Wait, is it just square footage?
Yeah,
square footage.
Yeah. Square footage.
That's what
so
I see.
So if you ramped it up from...
So we're sitting at... Sorry. The numbers, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, if we're going to look at this again in 5 years, how about between now and 5 years we get up to the Discovery Bay West commercial rate?
They don't have it.
Yeah, they have 35.
They all have 35.
I don't see races other.
Yeah. There's a base on square footage.
It would have to be the county. So the county is not with something.
Square footage up there too, isn't it?
Yeah, what's other mean?
It means we take each, instead of saying on a half, so mm-hmm. let me start over. For where they would specify what the, say, the commercial rate is, that's based on an average square footage and an average amount of trips that are generated from that commercial square footage, whereas the Discovery Bay proper fee that we're talking about right now, when that was established, it was left as other, meaning that we look at each specific proposal for land use. We don't take an average for commercial. We say, oh, this is proposed as a hardware store. And then we look up in our trip generation manual what hardware stores typically generate. And we go, oh, okay, so we apply that many peak hour trips to calculate.
So if you had, if we were to say to ramp that up over the next 5 years, you would take that calculation as to, you know, what you would do today for Discovery Bay
mm-hmm.
versus Discovery Bay West, and over 5 years in 20% increments, just increase that cost up so that in 5 years they would be the same fee. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, we only have one property in Discovery Bay West.
It's not going to be any. Yeah.
And it's getting, and the speed, isn't there an application on the table right now to convert it from office zoning to self-storage zoning?
There is a study.
Pre-application?
I think it's pre-application. They're just studying to determine whether or not they want to change the zoning designation. And their intent is to put RV stack.
It'll become the storage capital of the state.
So we'll lose commercial space.
Sorry, that was sarcastic.
I'm an email from John Cook kept saying you want to weigh in on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay. So I have a
20%
increase each year for 5 years until we get to the Discovery Bay West for non-residential.
Okay. And that would be only commercial. That's not dealing with office or industrial. Are they considered different?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all considered different. So as you see right now,
the same way office and industrial, same scale?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, And then the single family, multifamily, let's bring it in.
Bring it in just to what Sam and Discovery was.
Okay.
It seems crazy. The fees, are not per acre or per foot, so it seems kind of frustrating. On Discovery West, under the power lines, I know that's county right now, but that's all acreage that could be storage. And it seems like they're just going to pay one small fee to get the $30,000 or fee. They're not going to pay. If you've got 100 acres, you're going to send as the guy who's got 1 acre.
For a single family?
No, for commercial.
Oh, no.
Per square foot.
Acre is a lot bigger. A building square footage.
Charged upon volume.
Right, but your point is that if I have asphalt, if my business is what's sitting on the asphalt, it's not what's coming in the door, they escape the fair treatment of fees.
Totally. Chris's point. That's my point.
Okay.
So, how do you address that?
How would you address that? Because that may be an issue for us.
Well, first of all, I'd say, why are you building such a big parking lot with a small building?
They park your RV in your boat lot.
Oh, RV storage. We would assess those storage units. Yeah. Square footage. We can look up what an RV storage trip generation is, which is
well, let's take that one to the hill. we'll multiply times 10 for those.
I believe you have limited opportunities to build under the power lines and the natural gas lines that are there. So you'll have limited opportunities to what you can build.
Understood. But right behind Safeways is not under those lines and they still can go. It's zoned right now, commercial.
Yes, that's correct.
And they're trying to get
just a portion of it going up to
the house
to
Marsh Case.
Right there behind the post office and that little postage area there.
Yeah.
That's the only small commercial spot.
Residential, it could be not storage.
Storage would be the rest.
Any place in that point.
There was one years
so
ago.
So we hate to give storage up to a prime spot of commercial.
Looking for your doctor there someday or dentist.
So residential, we were starting to talk about that. I think I heard suggested one immediately.
Move it up. Match west.
Okay.
Okay, now, but is that we want to make
sure.
We
got the bookends here. We have to weigh in.
Alicia's here.
Does anybody disagree?
I want to make sure we interpret your direction. Correctly to Supervisor Burgess.
Yes.
So, and then do you need to consult with any one over board member? Is that correct?
Consult with
Kevin. Kevin.
I think if there's a majority here today, then this is a majority today. So, I'll go along with the majority, but I'm not going to build any houses. So.
On the 5 years, the idea would be to match it at the end of five years. So if they increase, we increase with that to reach it over 5 years.
Right.
May that make sense? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's an annual escalation.
Yeah, you see, you got your construction cost
and measure on all of them.
Okay.
Let me ask a question: if Byron, they have an urban limit line process, so if they wanted to build 20 or 30 homes. They would pay whatever that county raises.
So they fall under East County. So they
fall under East County.
Right.
So that's
what 9,000?
Yeah, 9,305.
Okay. Yeah, so if there's single families, they would get that for you.
So now that we've done that, and these some of the fees, in fact, just what you were talking about, East County, was set long ago?
East County was much more recent.
Is it?
I believe it was
2013.
2013. I forgot one.
13?
Yeah, 2013.
So 18 next year, you'll look at them. Is that every 5 years they look?
Yeah.
Okay.
Retired,
any reason why they are that low?
The East County? We went through a similar process with East County, and at that time, Supervisor Pico, we worked with her, a lot of the similar jurisdictions, we did a comparison. There was an effort, especially for non-residential, to make sure that we were encouraging employment opportunities to come, so we didn't want to price it out and encourage jobs to go to Tracy and Livermore. So we selected a rate, again, much less than what the Nexus study calculated, but something that we felt that was going to be something that the industry could bear and that would still bring in jobs.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Anything else?
I have a question on safety. We'll get back to the projects.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Newport Discovery Bay. Clipper Discovery Boulevard. When you're on Clipper, you're making a left on Discovery Bay Boulevard. There's a bunch of vegetation that's along in there that really makes it difficult to see oncoming traffic. Who has the regulatory authority to go in and try and help solve that problem? Is that something all those that come to you and go to the county, and the county comes back?
I'm sorry, we were describing, you lost me. So is it a field? Is it a
no? It's
home?
It's a home, but it's in the median also. Between the sidewalk.
The requirement of the homeowner to keep their property clean, and if that's an issue, it becomes a code enforcement issue. So you let me know the property address, and I forward it to code enforcement.
I think it might be both. There are some bushes that the homeowner did trim.
Okay.
And it did help, but I believe, I'm not sure if it's us being the MH or the Reclamation District 800. There are two eucalyptus trees that are very big that have grown up to the sidewalk and now have branched over, but I'm not sure who those trees belong to.
I can have code enforcement go out and take a look at it, and they'll know.
Figure
what
out.
Is our responsibility and what comes of the
home? Can this be an official request to have?
Yes, you have the address.
Yeah, Clipper Drive and Discovery Bay Boulevard, we're making left from.
It's the northwest corner of Clipper and Discovery Bay Boulevard.
The site, vehicle view.
Yeah, I will forward it to code enforcement tomorrow, and then we do have monthly code enforcement meetings, and that's next week, so we'll be sure to address that.
All right. Anything else?
Have our project list at all?
I'd like to ask you. Yeah. I'd just like to ask you.
Sure.
You came in 2014. Was this list? So I'm wondering how the list was created. So maybe you can answer that. And did we have input in it 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes.
And in the future, are we going to have?
Look at the last three items that, if you look to the basis of the recommendation.
Oh, CSD meeting feedback.
Right. And then also, for some of the ones above, we still listed the recommendation as per time standards. However, board did have input on some of them,
good.
And they have been addressed.
Okay.
And a part of those comments were in the memo that we had provided you in the previous meeting. I didn't have a lot of time to go over it.
Oh, yeah.
But they're in there as well.
Yeah, okay.
How, you mentioned accidents and things and prioritizing your projects. Is there some kind of magic rule? You got 5 accidents within a 6-month period? How is that kind of coming together?
There's no magic rule. It's just that in our office, we get all collision reports. And so that's something that we can relatively easily do, and we think that it's a conscientious thing to do to note when there's clusters of collisions. But if you have a concern about a certain location, you can talk to Engine and I, or Monish Sen is the county traffic engineer. And so if it's anything related to signage, striping, speeds, speed limits, then most likely it would go to Monish and his group to research.
I was just going to say, outside of that, if you leave this meeting and like forget their names in a year, you can always send that information to our office, and we know who to go to on staff for resolution.
Okay.
So one of the questions, because that amount of information you gave us prior to the last meeting, I remember reading Intersection Clipper. You had in there a little more detail than this, and you showed it as a roundabout, potential roundabout.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That would be a scary thing, I think, in Discovery Bay during foggy times. And is that the recommendation, and that can't be changed?
That can be changed.
That might be up for discussion.
So we should use the roundabout to develop a cost estimate.
Yeah, but the project was to do something about that.
Yeah, so we listed. Yeah, so we listed as intersection improvements.
Yeah, got it.
We costed out as a roundabout, however, if we decided on a signal there or something.
So if there's a number of accidents there, God forbid, and you then, your office looks at it and says, I'm going to do something about it, would you then come back to this board and say,
absolutely,
here's to get input?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the roundabout, it wasn't our proposal, it was a comment from
you. Yeah. I mean, it may be the right thing, it's kind of scary under certain conditions.
Yeah.
And it's gotten by all these years, but if they put 80 units in out here, then that might possibly change that intersection, the urgency to get something working there.
Good. No, it's good. I just was going to add some wish list of projects.
Probably too late.
There's always more.
You know, the thing to consider, gentlemen, is the, as many of you know, and I know Mike and I have talked about it, between Discovery Bay, the four-way stop sign here, Willow Lake and Discovery Bay and Sandpoint, and Highway 4, there's only one road into Discovery Bay. Something major happened right there at Spinnaker or Seal, we can't get the residents out.
Mm-hmm.
The only way, we have had one occurrence once before, and this was in 2001. What we had to do is get people out on the road, the dirt road that goes by treatment plant number one. If there was a way in the traffic side of the house, you can develop something, us to have another route out, that would be advantageous for us, just in case there was a major accident or something that transpired there that locked us all in.
Good point.
I have a question if you don't mind. I may have misread your chart, but when you showed what the West Discovery Bay, the projects that are being funded through their fees, I thought I saw something on there that said Balfour Road and Fairview Avenue and Empire and Lone Tree Way, and it seems like that is way outside kind of, you know, our area. Now, I understand that those things have impact. Now, but it goes the other way, too. I mean, we have commuters that are going out the Basco Road out here from Brentwood and Oakley and Antioch and going out to Stockton, et cetera. Are we going to see on their list any of the stuff that impacts us? It doesn't seem like we will. So if we can be paying that far outreaching, I'm wondering, what's the consideration for them in this far outreach?
Well, the we is kind of a tough thing because right now, when I think of we, it's December Day proper, because that's the target of what we're here to talk about today. But I think I understand that what you're saying is Discovery Bay West is paying for projects that are far out. And the reason for that is that when Discovery Bay West wanted to go forward, there was a very large environmental impact report that was prepared. And there were study intersections identified all throughout East County. It was a large proposed development. And it was important for them to not only address all the impacts, but to address cities' concerns as well, adjacent cities that were reviewing the document. And so the study was done, and anywhere that it was identified that trips commuting from Discovery Bay West would increase or exacerbate problems, level service congestion problems, that they would contribute their fair share. So this list is directly related to the EFR, environmental impact report, and the mitigation that
you require. And I'm with you 100% on that. But here's the issue.
is that you're going to be doing area benefits for these other county-influenced areas, correct, and over 5 years, right, not just Discovery Bay.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go over there and have, let's say it's the East County area of Oakland, and they want to build a housing tract, and we believe that that housing tract is going to have an impact on our Highway 4 over here. How do we weigh in and make sure we're considered in that when, you know, the comments only come from the area of benefit in which you're in? So how do we become part of that project?
A good example of that is in the morning and evenings, all the workers that come into buildings, homes, and commercial come right through here, and they go home right through here. That's an impact to this community.
It is.
And to these, some of these intersections you've talked about for us.
And I think we're the forgotten soul way out here.
Well, no. When we updated East County A and B, I thought we were ready to go. We had been through a few years, many years, of coordination and studies and everything, and went to Supervisor Info and said, we're ready to go. And she said, no, I want you to visit and go back one more time to all the municipal advisory councils or CSDs in East County. And so we went on another roadshow, and around 2012, I think, we came back to this board with the East County AOB and said, we wanted to inform you that this is what we're going forward, this is the project list, this is the theory. So if Supervisor Fergus does the same thing in a couple of years, then we'll be back here with the East County AOB list. The only way for you to really be able to comment and affect change that they may be paying would be through their environmental impact process. So it takes a lot of vigilance to be monitoring what EIRs are put out all over, but that is a public process that is at your disposal to comment.
So I opened with this, and I'll end with this for me, is even though it may take 5 years, not to put the work on you, but I would like to look at what it takes to get Discovery Bay West into Discovery and Discovery Bay proper combined. We make decisions, we supply water, we treat the wastewater, we do everything. This is a town. And in this particular case, we're not a town as a whole. So let's fix that. And if it's 5 years, it's 5 years.
Okay.
And what do we do to get the ball rolling? So I turn to staff and say, you know, can you take a look and see what that is? I don't mean to put more on your plate, but let's start the ball rolling on that. And we appreciate you coming back and obviously getting on the plate. I hope we help.
Thank you for your time, too. Thank you. Helps us move forward.
Good. Cool. No comments? We're adjourned.